The Tavila should be considered as being uncontradictory. Because he's uncontradictory as any time. He's certainly uncontradictory as to the time of Adam, and he's even uncontradictory as to the time of I don't know you, because he's on the castle. When a woman has been kept lying, so his time is not clear anything. So he's completely uncontradictory. So when they die in the Azwer, so it should be like in the day in Patiho. So then they give the parents, no. He has nothing in the day in Patiho. Because we only apply who the Kapron to a case where it was who the Kitapron in the time of the best. But here he was who the Kitapron in the time of Shalom is the best. So maybe if there hadn't been a deen of Kolem or Vishik and or Paralitis on it, so the Tavea wouldn't be able to be made. And it would be distinguished from the case of in the day in Patiho. Because in the day in Patiho, so the Tavea's time is completely uncontradicted. But here, in this case, if there hadn't been a deen of Kolem or Vishik and Paralitis, so then it would be contradicted by the time of the mitzvah. Which time of the mitzvah? The secondary time of, I don't tell you, the family from the time of Adam. Yes?
So
why don't you have the same kashe against the halacha of kolorim and logistic and value on it? In that context, in the Gemara context, in the Gemara Shmuel, where Edim say, lower plus, what does he say? Does he actually say lower variety? He says, I never heard of it. Still, we say kolorim and logistic and value on it. So, if we can apply this kind of reasoning in the halacha of kolorim and logistic, why couldn't we apply the same kind of reasoning here?
Yes,
it's a complete.
Okay. Well, I mean, everyone knows that.
Yeah, all right,
but
yeah.
Okay,
well,
what does that mean?
If it's
someone
who's
a
VC,
I cannot mean
that
it's
a sign for
logic.
No, that's not. He didn't say Lolo VC. Lolo VC, if he said Lolo VC, so then it wouldn't be shy of Tara, I mean, it just would be encouraged then to say no. When I said then, I meant not. I mean, it's impossible.
What is it?
He said
I cannot be for logic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're saying according to the library and the Rashba. So when he says Adam, it means that he's not tied at all. Well, it's not tied at all. It could mean that he's immoral. So it must be that he came back. There's only two alternatives here. So that means...
Not that he meant. I don't mean in the sense that he meant. Of course, when a person says Adam, he meant I don't tell you because I never bowed.
Okay, we don't say that. We said he tied
at all. But as far as this time, so that's contradicted by his own story.
Yeah.
But from that time of
emanating.
Just the type of color in the little VC, so far, very VC, and it's a very good
quality.
What is
the
sign
of the feminine here?
That I don't know.
But that's not, what does that mean?
I don't know you. He means that. I don't know you because I never bow.
And
he's saying? Yeah, alright. But there is a time I don't know you. Just as they are saying, the reason he's not a civil rights, even though he was a civil rights. Does he need a civil rights?
No.
All right,
no.
No, but
here's the point of saying, I don't know him, it doesn't make any sense. Because it can't be like doing war, or it can't be like anything like
that. No, of course. He doesn't say, I just don't know you. He says, I don't know you because I never... But the fact is that he said, I don't know you. Why is the word polite here? Why does that mean?
Well,
he doesn't mean. He doesn't mean lot of VC because I never paid. He means lot of VC because of VC, not lot of VC because I never paid.
Okay. Yeah,
that's right. So
you can't say it was coming out of the
sun. Why not? Why not? Why can't you say it regarding the VC not here? Same thing.
No, we're saying over here the same. He doesn't know. What does that mean? We're saying that he finally doesn't know. There's only one other possibility.
That's right.
He came back.
He came back, yes.
But we can't say it
came back. Why can't you say it?
Because I'm being implied to be good all day. And a good part of this is that you can't be implied to be good
all day. No, that's it. That's the only reason now that he has known the mother somewhere. Now if he wants to be with that, the boy has known the mother. But the timer of the lobby cannot be meaning I don't know you. How can it be possible I don't know you? It's possible that he doesn't know him if he paid it back. He doesn't have to interpret his own words. It's not that we are saying this is what he meant. Just as though we do not say that Gabriel no lobby to write it, this is what he meant. But it's our head, it's expression. Authority is also implicit, and it's a question of liberality, even though he doesn't mean liberality. He means authority, not liberality. Yes?
Now,
there is something else that I would like now to point out here in this Gemara. In the Gemara, Polino will be seeking another paradigm on it. There's the memory issue. Let's take it in the memory issue. Because according to the case, so this Gemara here is itself something else entirely. The 20,000 Zebura is not meant to be 20,000 Zebura. He can actually reinterpret his own words. So, but the memory issue is of Monomi Biyotko, Baloyim Aladam, Biyotko, Eden Bakra, Oyimu, Shalova, Uka. So then we say you combine the Hagodah, one Hagodah of Eidim, of Logo, one Hagodah of Eidim, of Logo, and a Yindoe that is implicit from Adam, that is implicit in Adam. What that? No problem. Even though that's what comes to be Hagodah of Eidim, but a person is Nemon, Even though it's against the Dagorati. Now, there is a shaila as to whether God Baldin is mnemonic or God Baldin is Ishaila. Now, so if we say God Baldin is Ishaila, now then we can understand very well the halacha of Olo Ina Lulo Bisi Kiri Malo Parayi. Then we can understand very well this halacha. Why? Because the halacha is, if there is on the surface a idoy, in other words, if somebody expresses a idoy, so then we say he has to say it. In those facts, that idoy's well-being can be affected by way of his chayvah, even when it's mashayach to say, even when we know it's not true, so there is a raya from the Gemara in the Bacha that is Melchess, I mentioned that Gemara, I think. You have to do it. The Gemara of Itagiyure. So what was Itagiyure? Rav Mordechai Baruchu was Itagiyure Islam, I mean biologically he was Islam. But also he was not Islam. Because was the Rotei Shaloi Bikdushe? Rotei is mother of Rav Mordechai. So she can see Rav Mordechai when Isa was a boy, and then he was Micaiah. So he was not, Al-Kudim was not Islam. But he liked him as Islam. So when he was Islam, Rotei Rav Mordechai, so Isabiure was Shimra and he had great house to do the positive to his father. And he wanted Rav Mori to acquire the 12,000 Jews. And Robert said that there is no way how Isabiure could enforce. In other words, if he doesn't want, so there is nothing that Isabiure could do. The nearly this he says it's not the father's right to grab the money. But probably wanted because the Mishnah Shvi says that the last period is free, that this is a yard to all the soil, which is not really good, so he doesn't have to pay. As in this case, he doesn't probably wouldn't have to pay Rav Mori because he was no neighbor. But if he doesn't return, so anyway, there is a mitzvah to return the money. So probably wanted to be the entire mitzvah. If Yura had given away before he died the money to Rav Mori, so then it wouldn't be a million of mitzvah. I mean, then it would be Rav Mori's money. So he wouldn't be able to make a mitzvah. So that's why Robert tried to prevent a manipulation by Yisrael Yura, so that he wouldn't be able to be Mikhail mitzvah. He would have to give it out to him. And he wanted to be Mikhail mitzvah. So Robert said there is no way how he can force Mikhail. How can we do before to begin? What will we do? The money is with me. Now, so how can Rav Mori make it in? Sheikh Agboy, how can he make the money? It's my possession. So there is one way, through my mishloshim. What is my mishloshim? Let's say, if Rav Mori, I'm sorry, I Robert, together with Rav Mori and this Abiyure will be standing in one room, and this Abiyure will say to me, in the presence of Rav Mori, you give this 12,000 zuz that you have in your possession and in the covenant with you, give it away to my son Rav Mori, so then you'll be changed. But I am late, I won't go there, you told me, I won't go there. So this Abiyure fell back. What could he do? And this Abiyure wanted Rav Mori to have the money before he died, so that it would be his, not that Rav should be Mikhail Mitzvah with the money. So somebody advised this Agiyure, one of the Chachomim, advised this Agiyure to make a doy. To make a doy. In other words, everybody knew that the 12,000 Jews really were owned by this Agiyure, not by Rav Mori. So he was advised to make a doy of this lady, the 12,000 Jews that is in the possession of Rav, that's not mine. I gave it away to Rav Mori a year ago. Everybody knew it was not true. It was non-truth. Everybody knew. So it still was king. Because his daughter is a king. He's a king. So you see from there. Now here it couldn't be on the basis of the money because an outsider, Quran is added. The whole world worried it, that it was not true. So on what basis was he king? Not on the basis of the money. But he was king on the basis of what? Of Kenya. Let's say, so in regard to Ibn, so it's Kinyan. In regard to Shibudim, it is Chayvet. So there it was Ibn, so it's Kinyan. Where is the question of the Chayv, of money, of Shibudim? So it is Chayvet. So we see from this Gemara it appears that there can be Gidon Valdin on the basis of Kinyan of Chayvet, when it cannot be based upon money. Oh, that is, in this case, where it cannot be on the basis of the money. Now, So the question is, but suppose it can be on the basis of the money. If we don't have any proof that it's a lie. Of course, if it's a lie, then it cannot be on the basis of the money. So it must be on the basis of his highest of kin. But suppose we don't know whether it's true or not true. So do we say then that it's on the basis of the money? In a case where there is no mnemonic, shayach, as in the case of Isa Gidure, so then it's effective on the basis of his highness of king. But suppose we don't know whether it's true or untrue, then it's on the basis of the money. Or, in any case, it's on the basis of his highness. It's never on the basis of the money. There is a Marita there. Actually, there is, in the middle, in the market, there are two sheep. Now, the Gemara says market. The Gemara says market. That if two Edim market. If two Edim come to Bezdin, and they say, let's say, that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000 on Sunday. $1,000 on Sunday. And then two other Edim on Sunday, this in this place in Yerushalayim. So two other Edim come to Bezdin. The Edim came to Bezdin and they said that on Monday. That on Sunday they saw that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000 in Yerushalayim. So then the Edim testify that I'm wrong. Then two other Edim come on Tuesday and they say to the first Kateri, how can you say that you saw that on Sunday Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000 in Yerushalayim, when on Sunday at this and this time you were with us in Mitzrayim? You couldn't have seen it. But Reuven did borrow from Shimon $1,000 on Friday before, but you didn't see it. So if it's a question of knas, or mauches, or mise, so then the first cut would be chayav azon. Why? Because gabi knas and gabi mauches, gabi mise, even if the person did do the avere, or he did gamve, as far as kefu is concerned, as far as the hay is concerned, so until I'm not the din, until my din is not mechuy. So the mele, if to any din came on Monday to Belgium and said, Reuven was in the Zore before me with Asroi and Kabbalah Asroi. In Yerushalayim, this in the Sao. They said that on Monday, that on Sunday, this in the Sao, in Yerushalayim, was in the Zore. And then on Monday, that they said that on Monday. Then on Tuesday, two other Edim would come and say, how can you say that you saw on Sunday that in Yerushalayim, this in the Sao, Reuven was in the Zore, when on Sunday, this in the Sao, you were with us in Mitzrayim? But we saw Just throw it within all this door. I'm tried it before. Or something like that in connection with Malkus, or in connection with Knas, with other people. So then they would be higher than them. Even though they themselves say that he's Mechuyev, the answer is no. They say he's not Mechuyev. What do they say? They say he did an Avera for which ultimately he could become Mechuyev. When will he become Mechuyev? After Mabim. But until Mabim, by Nefoshet and by Knas, so he's not Mechuyev. So that means on Monday when they didn't testify that Reuven is higher than Mise. So was Reuven higher than Mise? Even though he did this, he was in the Zohar and Friday. He was before Mabim. So Mele, so the first cut of Eidim, the Nizumim, are higher than Inish Vadom. Mashem King Bamomim, when they did on Monday said, that Reuven, borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, on Sunday morning in Yerushalayim, and then two other Eidim came on Tuesday and Saturday, who testified on Monday. How could you say that on Sunday you saw that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000 in Yerushalayim and this is the hour, when on Sunday you did this hour, with you all with us, together in Yerushalayim, you couldn't have seen it. Yes, but we saw the Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000 on Friday. So then the first cab do not have to pay Azome, the $1,000. Why? Because what kind of Hashem Hashazomam was it? They tried to be in the Chayev, $1,000 to whom? To Reuven, and they said it's Reuven borrowed from Shimon. They tried to be in the Chayev, they intended to be in the Chayev, Reuven $1,000. $1,000 that what? That they were put up? To pay Yom Chuyev. Yom Chuyev to pay. So there is no Hashem Hashazomam. Not for it. This is based upon the halacha that by moment even without Mabim, so there is a hiyuv. Mabim is only necessary to enforce it, to pay. But the hiyuv is there. Hashem came, Gabi Knaas, so Gabi Malkus, Gabi Nefoshet, until Mabim is an innocent person. He's not Mechuyev. Until Mabim, one with Eyal Zohar is not Chayim. Not Chayim. You must have said, Adam, the Eyal Mishpah. That Mabim, he turned into hiyuv. Now, so the nearly mentioned the Machlokes Hashem. Suppose two Eidim come on Monday and they say, Reuven borrowed from Shimon, we saw. And Yerushalayim at 10 o'clock in the morning, yesterday on Sunday, Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000. Then two other Eidim come and say, that how could you say that you saw that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000 in Yerushalayim at 10 o'clock? When Sunday, the day before yesterday, at 10 o'clock, so you only know in this time, so you couldn't have seen any Alvoye by holding function in your life. And they don't say anything else, they do. But as they say that, so then, Ruben stands up and he says, but I do owe you $1,000. I borrowed $1,000 on Friday. Not only David, but me. David Muhammad, you do not say that the world will go on Friday. But the Rabbi himself, Kuhn himself says, I borrowed on Friday. So the year he mentions today, so there is one she says, that they in the market for the year. So one she is that just as in the case where the 80s, who were Mazi, the first cat, if they coupled the Hadomet with Hadomet that on Friday before they saw the Reuven borrowed. So then the first cat would not have to pay Hadomet. Why? Because there was no Zomam. There was Zomam, there was a Zomam to be higher, $1,000, that's one of them. So here too, there's a guy about me, there's about me, there's about me, so what difference does it make? Where the lady says, that they were in the wheel of the $1,000 anywhere on account of our voyage Friday, or the Baldi himself, who himself said that he was Mechuyev, that he was Mechuyev $1,000, because he borrowed on Friday. Other ladies say no. In this case, the first cat would have to pay. Why? Because it is different than the case where the Adome of the Indian is coupled with Akode, that says there was our voyage on Friday before. Because in the case where the Indian coupled the Hazomet with Agode, there was Alvoy on Friday before. So that Agode, that there was Alvoy by Reuven of $1,000 from Shimon on Friday, is Mivarel. That when the first cat said on Sunday, I said on Monday, I'm sorry, when the first cat testified in Bezim on Monday, that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, Dallas, too, they were motivated by knowledge. They were lying. They didn't know it. But what did they try to be Michael? The leading. They tried to be Michael, the leading, and knew that he was Michael. They're not trying to be marketing anyone, except that they didn't know it. They were motivated by knowledge. But you can't be Michael in my name, if I don't, just because they are motivated by knowledge. There was no reason not to go. Machine came here. Where the leading himself, Ruben himself said, I borrowed $1,000 from Shimon Friday before. When did he say it? Tuesday. And when did he testify? Monday. So when did, we don't think any of it. What's going to come if we have to pay $1,000? Now! But when they didn't testify, there was not just yet either. Now what's the machlekes in the Rishonim? Where the girl's Baldini is the money, she's the kind of money, that's the person. So it's just that the dating themselves said there was a boy on fire before. And the second she said, in the meaning is that the girl's Baldini is never based upon money. It's always a kinyan. It's always a kinyan, it's not his height. Now, so, now, then you can find another machlekes Rishonim, a machlekes Rishonim that has bam, and things that regard it as prison. He and Golovach turned to that one, Gimel Amud Aleph. Now Gimel Amud Aleph, Gimel Amud Aleph, and Golovach. Nine lines from the ballot. Trene de Ravide Barobi. Nine lines from the ballot. Gimel Amud Aleph. Trene de Ravide Barobi. Shofet. A relative of Ravide Barobi died. We shove at Bikre and we left some country. So, the next of kin is the Yashne. The question was, who was the next of kin? Who was the closest brother? Well, so Rabbi the Barobi no more, I'm not Krishna. He said, I'm the next of kin, I'm the closest brother. And I Yashne know all these countries. Rahu Gavre, and there was another person. Omar, I'm not Krishna. And he said, no, I'm the closest relative. The same Edele is the new Korse. That's the Rajbam Kirse. The same Kirse is not the same Edele is the new Korse, but just the same Edele. Not the Korse. But the Rajbam Kirse is the same Edele is the new Korse. That he is the closer relative. In other words, so the Ahu Gavre was made to Rabbi Barobin, that Rabbi Barobin was the closest relative. Or it's Mirach, it's the other, so there is the Rajbam Kirse. So Rashidre, he passed him. That Rabbi Barobin is to take over the country. Omalei, so then Rabbi Barobin, but it took some time. I mean, there was a litigation going on. So a number of months had passed. So in the meantime, who had the possession of it? Dawud Gavre, he was a Gavral or Dawud Gavre. So who ate all the payers in the interim? Dawud Gavre. So when, after Dawud Gavre was made it, Rabbi Barobin, that Rabbi Barobin was the closest relative. So Rabbi Barobin said to Rashidze, whether we paid the Rosh Hashanah to Rashid, the 3 months within which this house, this Gavre kept, he ate the payment. And now he has made it that the three of them belongs to me all the time. So let him pay me for all the payments that he ate from the country. Omar. So Rashidze said to Rabbi Barobin, tell me shame in Olam HaMikadosh. Is this the kind of a person that to whom everybody says in Olam HaMikadosh? A man for someone, you rely on that. Why do you kick it? Because, actually, you see, before, while they were arguing, there was no idea, so what was Allah? I called Allah Allah. And who was stronger? Dawud Gavre was stronger. Why did he catch against the Rosh? The Rosh says the reason why he said Allah Allah is because the woman says the truth, so he no probability will prevail. So here, Rabbi Barobin said the truth, not Ahud Gavre, and who prevailed? Ahud Gavre, take the castle in the Lord. So, don't say more of what I'm going to do. A man says, I'm going to go to the Lord. What kind of what I'm going to do is it? Now, he claims that Ahud Gavre should pay him for all the pay that he ate. Why? Because he's made it. But how do you know that he belongs to him? Because he said, so, but he said all the time, until now, that he was the closest relative, Dawud Gavre. Abai the other is here about Rashidze. Kindei, but what Rashidze says, that Dawud Gavre didn't have to pay the payment. So the Rambam explained it. The Rambam says, why? Because because when did he lay this place? After the 3 months. So until then, there was no day yet. So maybe until today, who owned the fairs? That was God. That was God who owned the fairs. So they said, they can't say what kind of logic is there. But we say God was in Canadian domain. So too, for 3 months, the Hugava kept on trying to close the toilet. But after 3 months, he admitted the Pravina Barrett had closed the toilet. So we believe him. So it is just as if two of came in at the end of 3 months and said, the Pravina Barrett is the closest toilet. What would Rapriza say in such a case? Obviously, Rapriza would say in such a case that he would have to pay him back all the payers. So why should the dollar be different? So Mimele, Tesis is not Davis. Tesis is not Davis. Lisaith Adelaide, you will call it today, but Lisaith Adelaide. And what does Lisaith Adelaide mean? He just let him have it. Everybody was talking against him, so he decided, let Ravina Barovin take the whole. But he was not made it. If he was the closest one. So there was no way, so there was a Matone. Either was Matone. Either was Matone. So Mimele, so of course, he only Mikhail Havel requires it. Not in my prayer. But he, so why is the Bible Robert Hale? So he said, the Bible Robert Hale, true, he didn't say so many words. You are the closest relative. But the fact that for 3 months he kept on saying he's the closest relative. Then he said, well, go ahead, I don't want to fight with you. Why? He was not such a peaceful person. I mean, at first he took possession of it. And so why all of a sudden they decide to turn it over? Obviously, because it belongs to Rabbi Lord. Oh, so now, so what's the discussion? The discussion against the Rashbam is, how can we say that the reason as to why Rashi said that he doesn't have to pay him back for the payment is because they go to place only now, and within the 3 months that he owed the payment. So at the time there was no lawyers yet, but suppose the agent came and said, after 3 months, the Kavila of the closest. So then obviously we would have to pay for the payment. So why should we go about the difference? That's the cash and take it as the Rambam. So what's the tariff? The Rashbam holds, like the second, at least in respect to Rapriza. According to Rashbam, so Rapriza holds like the second chita in the second chita in the meal. The second chita in the meal. Alright. So we have, so that was, so we have some Rishenis who say, that the dog about being today is dummy is never based upon the money. It's never revealed the money. But it's a Kenyan, it's higher. We got a Ben, it's a Kenyan, we got a Shibuni, it's higher. And then we have money to change, seem to hold that the dog about being in the ordinary case, so he got being, the dog about being is what? Is the money. But even in the case where there couldn't be the money, for example, in the case of people in the US, the whole world knew that it was that it could be all lying. So then it can be higher. But if it's not, well know that it's not true, so then it can be based upon the money, yes? No, they just have to hold that it's done the money. Because they said the case, why is the difference in if they if anything? What you say has to be said according to the second version of the year. Now, according to the Rashbam, that so on that question, the Marie Chayre, as well as does Baldin is the moment, so it's higher, is the according to Rashbam, the Machlekin, the Rashbam, the Bailor. According to Rashbam, so Rashbam, the whole thing is higher, the Bailor, the whole, that is the moment. But now we pass through there, not like I was saying, we pass through there like a Bible. So I'll leave you because according to the Rashbam, he does Baldin means the money, not his title. But the second washing in the meeting will come there. He says, I'll leave you because that if the Baldin himself is made there, so then it is distinguished from the case where there is the Mazim, where the Mazim coupled the Azome, which I got to the Friday before. Right? Because in the case where the Mazim themselves coupled the Azome, which I got to the Friday before, so who can borrow $1,000 from Shimon? So then, if his brother, the Machiah, that he was already in the Korea at the time when they even testified on Monday, and in the case where the Mazim do not couple the Azome with the Hagode, Yes, and the fire was full.
He was mechuyev,
and the fire was mechuyev. So then he bowed. So then he becomes only mechuyev. But at the time of the day, when he was doing the chuyev, I'm too. Yes, that's how you do it. So they couldn't agree with the Rashbam. At that point there is a machleket between, and that point there is a machleket between the and the Bible. So how will they explain? So according to the second version here, you will have to say that Abayi Rove also agree with the concept that the Baldin is not based upon the money. It's a king. But the machleket between Rashi and Abayi Rove is at this point, without this point. Rashi is the whole, in as much as it's not become the money, it's only Kinyan, so it can serve the Kinyan and the Dan itself. Now when did we do it this way? After 3 months. So that was the Kinyan, I was, and the palm tree. But the papers that were already eaten up a long time ago. So it could not serve the Kinyan. So we don't get to pay for the papers. But now why would I say, just as the God Baldin can serve the Kinyan regarding the Ben, the palm tree, so it can serve the Israelites. And the paper that they already eat up. This is how we have to say that in regard to the second washing in the leaf. But in regard to things that, in view of the fact, the paper mentions analogy of aiming. So it is obvious that things at home, that the God Baldin is based upon the monies. Otherwise there wouldn't be any analogy with the case of aiming. As how could they say, suppose Baldin came and said he's the closest relative after 3 months he came. So he said, we bow my prayer. So he alone says he bow my prayer. So he says in so many words that the God Baldin, according to everyone, is on the basis of the money. Now, I would like to understand this a lot. Remember this way. Call the email with your BC, the email with your IPDOM. Call the email with your BC, the email with your IPDOM. Now, what does it mean? Who is that the Shilin Mono with you? Valo Eina Shilin Sedata. Yose Yudin Vaham Reholim Yom Shalom Vohu Kora. So you can go. He said he's what they are. And they didn't say that he's what they are. Still he's a queer. Why we combine what happened of the Yudin of Lobo with a Yudore that emanates from Lobo Bisi. From Lobo Bisi. From Adam emanates a Yudore that was the great variety. So we come back. So initially, if we say that Adar Baldin is based upon Chayyeh, then we can understand. Because if a person says that he owns, even though, according to the text, he didn't bow. He doesn't own. But that makes him a Chayyeh. The saying he's a Chayyeh makes me a queer. So here too, he did not say in so many words, I'm a queer, but it definitely from the same. He says Lord of BC, and he says Lord of BC. Some later they go for it amounts, they say, because the person doesn't battle, he can't possibly say. So in effect he's also saying that he didn't pay. So he becomes a queer. But he is to be based only on money. I know it's very good, but smell of gas or something here on it. Smoke or something. Now, so, but if we say that his dog's body must be based only upon him, and can never be based upon King and upon his highway, so how can we conceive the concept of mnemonic here? What does mnemonic mean? Mnemonic means we believe what he says. We assume that what the person says is true. Now, we got about this in the government. Ruby says to Shimon, I bow some years out now. So then we can say the ordinary thing, what someone says. So we can believe it's true. But here, what did he say? He says, look at this. I didn't bow. He said, I didn't bow. If a person doesn't bow, he can say. So he also says, he doesn't say, of course he also says it. But he says he didn't pay because he didn't testify. This is what he said. There is no doubt that this is what he said and this is what he meant. No one will say that he meant something else. So when he said, well, he said, I didn't borrow, and he also said, I didn't pay. But he meant, I didn't pay because I didn't testify because I never borrowed. 1 second. Now, in a minute, by definition, means what? We believe that what the person says is true. But if we have the money, if we believe something other than what the person says is true. Now, he says, I didn't pay because I didn't testify. And we say we believe it. He didn't pay because he had to pay. No. I mean, what kind of demonetics is that? Now, there is a chance of the problem in the bullet. So when can we think of this bullet? When the person now, we believe one thing. We don't believe the other thing. Can I get in the sense? I say, plainer the banner is saying. So he says two things. Plainly was Rebeya. Plainly was Rebeya in person. And that's number one. Then he makes another statement. I am the person. I am the person. So we say, Paul Gilbert Boy, the statement that Plainly was Rebeya in person, we have. The other statement, I am the person, that's a lie that we don't accept. But when a person says one thing, when a person says one thing, we cannot say that it was different than what it was and what it is. That's one of the most invasive to it. Tabahitimo you. Anutimo you. Machos moment. So there's a says, one of the most says that we cannot be Mishara Divoraye. What kind of demonic would it be? If he says Anutimo you, Machos moment. And then we say no, it wasn't Anutimo you, Machos moment. It was Anutimo Machos moment. I mean, that we would be conjuring up a statement that was never made by the party. That we cannot say. Even if we apply the principle of government for it. Now here too, currently in the level of BC, came a word for writing them. So when a person says, I didn't borrow, he of course also says, I didn't pay. But what does he mean, I didn't pay? Now, so he says two things. First of all, he says, I didn't borrow, and I didn't pay. No, he said one thing. I didn't pay because I didn't have to pay. So, how can we say on the basis of the money? We say that we accept what he says. What do we accept? That he didn't pay. We say, but if we accept what he says, if we believe what he says, so then we must accept it completely. And it's not on, and so I'll give it to him, because it's not too big. Yes? Oh, yeah, I'm fine, fine. So the answer is, because we see from the Gemara, I'm coming to it. We see from the Gemara, in your vision, you read that, because you're testing, that is even when we know that it's alive, so there's still a being of something named on it. On the basis of what? On the basis of its highness, of feeling, and coming to view it. So it's true, 1 second. So here too, it is only affecting on the basis, in this case, it cannot be effective on the basis of the money. But it's effective on the basis of its highness. Now, but there is a cash against the money. Now, how do we know that only Shane will agree that even when it cannot be based, with even in the case where it cannot be affected without the money, but still without its highness, it can be affected. The same we say that it's the money, so it is a need. Where it can be the money, it's the money. But where it cannot be the money, it then can be without its highness, yes?
Why is the highness better than the money?
No, because when a person says loyalty, he also says with variety. If a person doesn't borrow, he doesn't pay. But he means, I didn't pay. Why? Because I didn't borrow. So how can we say the money? We believe him that the facts are other than what he said. That's not the money.
He wasn't the highest self either.
He doesn't have to intend to be the highest self. That's the deal. That the same guy that we have created Christ. A saying by Ruben that the Chesed belongs to Shimon, even if it's alive, is a Kenyan, and it transfers title to Shimon. A saying by Yitzhak Yure that the 3,000 Zuzay in the possession of Robert are not glory. That transfer this.
Even if he doesn't intend,
as long as he intends to make me God. As long as he intends to make me God. No, okay, because when he said Lila Vici, so he intended to say also Likoraiti, because one is imminent in the other. But he meant that in the sense because he didn't have to. But he intended to say Likoraiti. When you say Lila Vici, you need the fact to say Likoraiti. One is imminent in the other. Now, but so we could say, in the phenomenon, here is not the basis of the money, here it's only on the basis of his Christ. Here it's all on the basis of his Christ. Now, and that's the idea from the moral point of view, that even one cannot be effective on the basis of the money, so it's still effective on the basis of two. The Rosh, which in Kubetes, Dav Kuf Nuntes, in Vorbat, that is the Tzugi of Yitri Yure, Nofa Kuf Yifem Medu Yisha, Veleyovat Yisha Yisure Dema Meshe Hido, Shoy Yesh Ognei, Vigam Rav Mori Dema Meshe Kiblom. So the question is, how was Rav Mori allowed to be Mikabu the traitor of the Zizek? In other words, he was allowed to take it even without the consent of Rosh. But he knew it was a lie. He knew that it never belonged to him. If he knew it said, but he knew it was untrue. So the Rosh says, Mi'achar she'shriv mera hoyo. In view of the fact that he was a shriv mera. So, ki takon et chachomim hi, she'teir ha'idone k'mo ikin yen shuter ol mishir. In other words, so the Rosh is here, the kashi of the Rosh was, the kashi of the Rosh was, the kashi of the Rosh was, the kashi of the Rosh. So when can we say Mimone if we don't know whether it's true or not? So we say, we presume that what he says is true. But if we know that it's a lie, here Rav Mori himself knew that it was a lie. So then we cannot say that Mimone. So he says, it is special Takone. Just as the Chachomim made Takone, you got the Dibre Shchiv Merah Kutsurim Kutsurim Dami. Now why couldn't Yitzhak Yireh give it away to Rav Mori with the Kinyan of Yidre Shvimra to see what Shvimra could do in Damye? I mean, a verbal instruction is effective Gavi Shvimra to transfer title. So what? So the Gemara says, because Shvimra ki Yerush Shavi, Rabbon. The Chachomim, Tavoy Shvimra, is that Rabbon with Allah, not with the Raite. But the Rabbon gave it his name of Yerush, in other words. Of course, neither I say who can be a relative. A stranger cannot be a relative, cannot be here. Even if the Medrash, let's say, says before he dies, I want a stranger to be my heir, so you're the one. But that is a Konech HaChomim, that the Shriv Merah has the keyach to make a stranger as a recipient, and then he gets it as a heir, with Rabbah. So to your wish is Shavi Rabbah. Now he becomes the stranger to whom he gives it away personally, becomes his Erech, with Rabbah. So when can there be an Erech? Only someone who is role to be an Erech. But he said, Yure had no Yosh, he was a Ger, and he had no children, Lacha. The only child he had was Rav Mori, and Rav Mori was a Kachin Shalom Bidushi. So Melele, he had no Yosh, so he got it, with a Chomim, or with a Mitake, one can give away why the Shriv Merah B'Teres Yerushi is a stranger is out of him capable to be a man. But if he's a girl saying Yerushi, so he's incapable to be a man. He cannot give away to a verbal gift. He cannot give away. So that's why you could, if the Yerushi could not give away the Shriva of the Zuzet to Rav Mori to give a Shriv Merah. But just as the Chachomim were mitakim itakone b'adab Shriv Merah. Itakone. Of what? Of Dibre Shriv Merah, so they're also mitake in itakone of Idoi. So the Shita of the Rosh is, that we did say the Kiyo. Only Dibre Shriv Merah, this method of Kachone. But Gabi Bori now? So Gabi Bori, when we say that, we can say in Dome, that's the moment. So let's say, such a case, if it happened, the other is written. It wasn't such a case. So everybody knew that it was a lie. So he wouldn't get it. If the deal had been void. So a body we couldn't get it. And then the question arises, to the Shishi, to Roshi, after the Shishi, Machim, they say that this is a Kiyan, even by body. But the Rosh, the Rosh holds that this is not a Kiyan by God. Now the faith that the Kiyan is of Kashis against the Rosh. Because there are many Gemorahs from which it appears that Gemorah in Ksuvet and Gemorah in Azor, so from which it appears that this is a Kiyan. So it cannot be the Kiyan. And the Rosh says that only because you're the Shrimra, that's the reason as to why this is a Kiyan. By Borina? So the question is, now, the state doesn't have this cast. The state has a Sada cast. But from this Gemara, of course, I'm going to be surprised on according to the Rosh, so only by Shrimra, so in Goya can be a Kiyan. Even when it cannot be affected with time and money. But by Borina, here, we say after one is out, we say, oh, by two coins will be from private domain. But he says, well, for I see why. Because I didn't have the pay. And once we said, and if we are the living, then we wouldn't have the pay. So how can we be living by not believing it? I mean, that would be a prediction in the concept itself. So here, it must be on the basis of his heart. But according to the world, there is no being of Idita as a Kiyan, it's only based on the Moreh. So we have to say, and with that we can answer all the Kashis. All the Kashis against the Rosh. That the Rosh will all say that Idita is a Kiyan. So what does it mean that Idita is a Kiyan? In other words, if Ruben says to Shimon, this thing there is yours, you bought it, I just kept it. So it becomes Shimon. It becomes Shimon. Even though to Abishmael is Galie, that it wasn't Shimon. But this in itself affects the transfer of time. But suppose Ruben will say to Shimon. Ruben will say to Shimon. Now I'm going to say a lie now, a big lie. I'm going to say that this case belongs to you. But it's a big lie. And then talk to the Ruben. It won't be. But he couples that with the same big lie. Will that affect the transfer of time? No. Then you say no, because Hidoye is a Kiyan. But so what is it Hidoye? If the person says, but the couple that with the faith is life. So will that affect the transfer of title? No. Then you say no, because he died is a Kiyan. But so when did he die? If the person says that this in truth belongs to him. If Ruben says this faith belongs to you for the last 5 years. So if he says that in truth it belongs to Shimon, so don't let it go, he don't have to smile his guy that he was lying. But he said it as he does. He said it as he does. He says that word, he purports to say, that in truth it belongs to Shimon. He don't have to smile his guy that he doesn't belong to Shimon. Then he said it. But if he says, I'm going to save the Quran, and then he says, he wants you. So, he's not saying it that intuitive belongs to him. He says, as an intuitive belongs to him. So then they go there. So, the horse agrees that Ezekiel can be a king. Ezekiel can be a king. As wrong as we do not know for sure that it's wrong. So then it can be effective as a king. But in the case of Ethiopia, where the whole world knew that it was a lie. Everybody knew. Everybody that heard knew why was Ethiopia saying that? Because the Chachamim advised him. So does it make any difference whether the Chachamim advised him just a second before he said it or an hour before he said it? Everybody knew, all the Chachamim knew that it was manipulated. And the Chachamim advised Ethiopia to say, these straight out, these are not mine, they are abhorrent for the rest of the year. So it is just like saying, I'm going to say a lie, but I'm saying it anyway. So it's not even it. So maybe, so in other words, the horse will be taken to the king of the Reise, not the other. But she's not all my boy. But in this case, you'll be taken to the king. Because here, it's no difference. It's nothing there. And outside of the whole world, you'll throw the lie. So then it's got it. It does not partake of the character of Ezekiel. It's like saying, I'm going to say a lie, and I'm saying it. So it's nothing there. So, but still, it's not effective. So there was a special takon. That by Shri Mara, so that Ezekiel should be a king and neither Rabbanon, even if it's an unsaddled of Ezekiel. But by Dori, if it's an unsaddled of Ezekiel, so then it cannot be a king. But where there is no unsaddled of Ezekiel, it can be true, and it can be untrue. So that can be affecting the Antian, even if Ishmael is Galilee. That is untrue. So maybe there is no casket. So true, Kolehima will be taken away for Aydigame, Kolehima will be taken so it's not the prayer of the monarch. But how will the child say the monarch? If we don't believe what he says, how can we believe him and not believe him at the same time? Really, we have to believe it. So here is the time is higher. But if you say he's a king, he's a form of the horse. Because here, we don't know if it's a lie, so it could be true also. So, what do you say? So? No, it's not unsatisfied. It's not unsatisfied. Because inasmuch as there is a Yisraelit, as there is a Woche, that is there is a Yisraelit, so Mele, the Eden cannot be in Israel. That is a lie. Even though we do not accept the Bina Shalom, but the Eden cannot be in Israel either. Now, some of the people are here, Migal is below the tongue. Omar Abun. Samach the Talge, Samach the Kur. We have Nachman Amar, we have Samach, Samach, we have Roi, Samach, Roi, Samach. So Rabbi says that if you are saying the Chesit Lachei only to the extent of the head. So then it's considered like a Gimudat on the whole case. So it's considered like a Gimudat on the whole case. Rabbi says, Nachman Amar, we have Samach, Samach, we have Roi, Samach, we have Roi, Samach, Roi, Samach. Umbeide Rabbunu bekaanu beluf. Now, Rashi says, kaanu beluf said that is one thing, not two different things. It's one thing. In other words, Shimon made a case. Shimon made a case. And then Rubei, at the end of the case, Shimon made this case. And at the end of the case, that Shimon made, so Rubei had a certain house. We didn't have a house. So then, Rubei built another wall parallel to the wall that Chimbe built. And that wall that he built was served as a projection. They joined the house. So then, and the wall that Rubei built extended only up to here. So here, so in such a case, so Rabbuna would be made that he doesn't have to pay for this piece of the case. Because it is evident That why did he dedicate to Paolo to be faithful? Because he wanted to have something that will join the house, that is to make an annex to the house. So if you give it back, that he's only Michalei in the wall up here, but not in the piece that overlaps, that extends beyond the thing. That's according to Rashi. So Kaal of Lufte, Kaal of Lufte is one thing. Kaal means a corner, and Lufte means an annex. In other words, if he made it as an annex in a corner. Tasis, according to Tasis chart, so Kaal of Lufte, according to Tasis chart, so Kaal of Lufte is, Kaal of Lufte is two different things. Kaal is where he lives now. Now, the machlokes between Rabun and Rav Nachman is in respect to two things. In respect to the height, and also in respect to the length of the case. Length of the case. Or the width of the case, whatever you want to call it. So Kaal means that, to one word. So Rabun says some of the Kaal, some of the Kule, Bein Gabi Reha. And Rav Nachman says, Mali Samach, Bein Gabi Deva, Bein Gabi Reha. Rav Tam says, Kaane has referenced one thing, and Ruth is another thing. Kaane means, Rehekel Asho Yare Chachemo, Yeshia, shall we say the application of the Tzomach, Kaif Rekaane, to the application of the Chavere. In other words, if this is the wall, so, and then he made another wall, so it means Kaane means that he made it a certain edge, as this. Now let's say like that, not like that, this is going to be good. So, he made a certain edge. The fact that he made an edge here, that bent this way, shows, indicates, that this, he wants to be the end of the case. Because if he had intended to extend it, so that it would reach up to here, so he didn't have to make an edge that is bent this way. So that's right. So in other words, so Kaane has referenced to the Reha case. So ya ka kemele ta se bakin tomat kai kemele ka ne ba bakin so kabe di rukte de sentido a de heke a shalori ya dia ha kesel ye se ya ke so de heke bele shakhimo so di fisha ju la ka khimo so le mayo chi ni ba chom na khut khimo ri sho en rukte het vas pa es tudei la de ga bele se de tive 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 kesel de dit one name de trouve name is not the tire this one so we say that he will make it higher, but suppose, he made it to Shippe, to the Mitzaraye, and the Derech of people, when they reach the limit in height, so they make it to Shippe. So if he made it to Shippe, so Mitzaraye, that he didn't intend to make it higher. Alright, now there is no Machlokes in being, it's only Machlokes in, as to the Pshat in the word. Alright. Umeida Rav Nachman, the Afriste Vikivate Vichur. So Rashi says, Umeida Rav Nachman, the Afriste Vikivate Vichur. So Afriste means that he put a beam. So Afriste means that he put a beam, horizontal, on the top of the wall. So in other words, now this wall is higher than this wall. And then, so what does Rav Nachman usually say, Limadi Somach, Somach, Mali Somach, Somach. So it cannot be Mechuyev. As to the height over and above, the height of the wall that Ruvein was saying. But if Ruvein put a certain beam on it, now why do we put a certain beam on it? Because on top of the beam, he wants to build more. He wants to raise it. So that's the raya that intends to have it as high, the Kuvah intends to have the wall as high as he needs. That's a fact of freedom. Now, Akibule means that if he makes cavity in the wall so that he would be able to put a flight beam. Now let's say here, he made a cavity, it's not as high, but he made cavity, hole, here. So why did he make the hole here? Here I made a hole, here I made a hole. In other words, he wants to insert upright beams in the cavity. So the Tanaya that intends the wall to be high. And takes this, so he respects that body, sure, he has the same sharp as much. Yes, he has the same sharp as much. But in respect to our reason, so he says that our reason means that if at the end of the chemo, so one group overlaps the other. So that's the idea that he wants to extend it. Because the person, when he finishes the wall, so he wants it to be shorter. Now, if at the end of the wall, let's say, one brick would come out like this, okay, and one brick like this, for the Sarayah that is still in place, to extend it. All right. There, yes, yes. All right. Now, Omar Rabbule, the three we have a hazard. Rather than the other way, he is the other way, and he is the entire thing in the least practical. So, Rabbule says that the three will have a hazard. Why the three will have a hazard, okay? So that does not have reference to Hesatashi, the first memory. The first memory does not have reference, according to Rashi Shah, to Hesatashi mission, but it has reference to our mission. Now, our mission says, regarding the Gevach Yisrael Mayim Baradam, so is the Chetka Shalei Notam, Ati Yodarai Yisrael Notam. Now, suppose Shimon, was Magdiya the case, Limayim Daudamis, he was Magdiya the case of Limayim Daudamis, and in the case of that he was Magdiya Limayim Daudamis, he made certain charities. Now, that is only one interpretation. Why did he make charities? Hold in the case of that was Mabiyun al-Damis, obviously for the purpose of enabling women, the German owner, to be separate. Let's say, to be separate, to stretch out a beam from the world that she may build and the world that Ruben might intend to build. So that's the reason why he made hold in the case of Mabiyun al-Damis. So suppose Ruben built such a wall in Mayim Daudamis with cavity. And then Shimon made build a wall, that's the Moshe that's Rashi. And then Ruben was saying the place lies. So that what he is the Chetka Shalei Notam. But suppose Shimon will say, well, I already paid you. V'hor Aleh, that you, when you erected the wall in Mayim Daudamis, so you construct the cavities in the wall. Why did you construct cavities? Because at that time I had already paid you my share. So that's why you compensated me with these cavities. Because if I hadn't paid you, then why should you accommodate me with the cavities? So one could argue that he should be never. In this case, that himself should serve as an idol. That Reuben had already reimbursed Shimon for the wall before he even constructed the wall with the cavities. So he tells us, no, that it's no riot. And even if the cavities were made together with certain wooden lines. So he says, even if Shimon had made cavities in the wall of Mayim Daudamis, the other God, the other way, limited, in the cavities he constructed wooden lines. So it's evident that he did all that to accommodate Reuben. So it's still more riot that Reuben had reimbursed Shimon before Shimon built the wall. Why? Because he can say, it's no right. The family will hit ISIS with this crash story. You didn't pay me, but why did I make the cavity? Because I thought, I anticipated the possibility that you might decide to make another wall and then put beams across both walls. So then you need cavities. So if you pay me later, so I don't want that I would have to damage the wall by constructing cavities then. So it was saved back in Machovo by anticipating the possibility that you might later decide to be selmeich and put up beams from one wall to the other. So I made the cavities there. So in other words, so even in such a case, not the fact that there are cavities in the wall does not constitute a riot. That the time of Ruben, that he had already reimbursed Shimon before Shimon built the walls, it took. So in other words, this memory of which we will have a Chazoke, so does not have reference to a Cheskas Tashmishi, but it has reference to the Mishi. Then comes another man. Omar Amar, article hold the only article sure. With sure article that he some now this memory according to Rashi has reference not to the Mishneh, but it has reference to Cheskas Tashmishi. There are some Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, who mention it shot, that even this has reference not to Cheskas Tashmishi, but to the Mishneh. But Rashi applies the memory of Rabuna of Bitvila Rav Chazok Rav Gav Yom Rutu in Rite to the Mishneh, not to Cheskas Tashmishi. For the second memory of Rav Nachman Adik Lehud and Adik Lechure, Lechure Adik Lehud, that's according to Rashi, has reference to Cheskas Tashmishi. Now what does it mean? It means that he, let's say, if let's say Shimon has a wall, and the wall, that Shimon has, the wall that Shimon has, someone please close the door. If Shimon built a wall, and the wall that Shimon built, is known to belong to Shimon. There's no shadow about it. And then Reuben, just for a certain time, accustomed himself to support beings and that wall, Shimon. So it is a Cheskas Tashmishi. Suppose he accustomed himself to put up only thin beams, not heavy beams. Who there? That's light, not beams. So that does not give him light to support beams. Heavy beams. Because the fact that that Shimon was not makbid against Reuben's supporting flight does not mean that he was not makbid against Reuben's supporting of heavy beams. So how did Reuben out of the Shura? With Shura, however, if Reuben accomplished himself to support beams, so how did Reuben? Rav Yehuda Bama, how did Reuben, how did Reuben Shura? Rav Yehuda says, no, even if he just accomplished himself to support flight, not heavy beams, so that gives him a light to support heavy beams. Oh, with Shura out of the Reuben. He could have no more Nachman out of the Reuben, out of the Shura. With Shura out of the Reuben. Now, we're going to the first lesson, so it's Rav Yehuda who says that. And the second question is, let's say Reuben accustomed himself to let
the water drip down
into the yard of Shimon, so he certainly had the right to pour down the water to a gutter. Because it's much more of a nuisance when drops drip down just like that than when water drips down to a gut. So if he has a chadok in Atze, if Shimon accustomed himself to drip down water just like this, so he certainly out of the shaft. However, out of the shaft, if Shimon accustomed himself to let the water drip down from the roof to a gutter, that involves a comparatively little nuisance, so it does not give him a right to let the water drip down just like that into Reuben's yard. Article shook the way out of the nut. Because he said, for Master, article shook the way out of the nut. He said, Andre, on my mouth, article shook the way out of the nut, article shook the way out of the nut. Article shook the way out of the nut. Now, it's with the open air means it's a certain kind of roof that is had a triangular shape made out of reeds. So even if he accustomed himself, if Reuben accustomed himself to that water, the rainwater, should drip down drop by drop from the roof or to a gutter, but it does not give him a right to let the water drip down from a roof that is shaped in a triangular way, because that will affect a great accumulation of water in one spot. So in many ways that will be a substantial nuisance. Now, so we have now the Rashi here. Rashi says here, as it were, the whole Chazoket HaLoyesh might be in the Chazoket HaLoyesh, the Shaya Shalishon, the Chazoket HaLoyesh,
שמרדים של רבים אומרים לקחתי במקום. אבל בחזקת תשמישי, והעומר, מה יראה שמשתמש חברים, שלא אחת משתמש ביטחונות, ושייתי קו וחזוקי, כי דמוק חלקם מדמרינו, ויחברו בפינו לאו ברב חזוקי, ותאיינו משום דמרינו, נשאול איתי איש משתמשת בתחשבי, תש משל כבי ידוע רשותי, וכי אם משתמש דו לפונו ושייתי, ישלו מרינות הרשות ממנו, ולינות לנו ממומי, ומוח לו תש מזה, והמי מי לדעה וחזוקי, כי שתהיה לו, מוח לו לינות לו ממתונה, אבל אם תואר משתמשתי בפונו ושותק, אין לחזוקי, כי תנאו לכמה חצת הבאתים, כל חזוקי שלי מתאים לי לחזוקי, כי זאת אומרת מה אתה איזה בתחשביו, בתחשבי, ואיהו, בתחשבי, ואיהו את מלואים, שולם הלואים מהילום, אין לחזוקי. ובכל חזוקי סמיירה, לא ישתכת כשבו ששונים, לא ישתכת כשבו ששונים, לא ישתכת כשבו ששונים. נאו, so the Russian nation זה יהיה חידש, which is totally מחלקת קשה. נאו, actually that's wishy. The Russian says, זה חצת השמישי, מי זה לא חצת השמישי, we're going to cut, it's not חצת השמישי מנתאום. But it won't, it won't get it attached. To the car, so don't let it in the car. But the Chesca Tashmi in evening car care is established even with less than 3 years ago. Regarding car care, tell the same car care, so that you require the machinery. But you require a Tashmi in car care, so even with your car. But even though that actually means that even though the machinery is not required, but even though Gimel Shonim are not required, however, Tainim is required. In other words, without Tainim, only if you say, you are the same Shimon accustomed, Reuben accustomed himself to be Mishtamim in Reuben's case, to support his flight, his beans, in Reuben's case, or to let the water drip down from the gutter into Reuben's yard, into Shimon's yard. Reuben accustomed himself to let the water drip down into Shimon's yard. So, and he said, and then, all of a sudden, Shimon says, why do you have to do that? So he said, because you told me explicitly that you give me this right. So then, the fact that Shimon tolerated Reuben to be damaged in his yard or in his case, for a certain time, even though it's not Shoni is a guy that is a kind of woman that Shimon explicitly gave him the right is an empty time. But only if it's coupled with the time that you told me explicitly, I can let the water be down, or I can let support my beams, I can let support my beams on your wall. But suppose when Shimon says to Ube, why do you have to do it? So he says, because you didn't object until now, you kept quiet. So then it's no Chazokin, because Chazokin is in the time, ain't a Chazokin. That's one thing. Then there is the Shita Kavishen, who say that true, that time is required, but not only time is required, Chesed Gimel Shonim is also required. Chesed Gimel Shonim is also required. Then there is the Shita Sagini, and that's also Shita Rambam, that Gimel Shonim is not required, but not only Gimel Shonim is not required, but even time is not required. Like this we say, Kochazoki Shimon Taimei Nechazoki. But here we say, even without the time, if Shimon says to Reuven, what right do you have to support your beams on my day itself? And Reuven will answer, because you were quiet until now. Now you are talking. So the fact that he was quiet until now, that himself is a riot, that if he wasn't back. Even though he doesn't claim that you told me explicitly. He told me explicitly that he'll give me this right. The Mila Shtike itself. Now, so let's wish it. One Shita Sarishenim is that Gimel Shonim is required and time is required. Another Shita is Gimel Shonim is not required, but time is. And then they have the Shita Sagemi, the Sabonim Dalme is a Chazok. Sabonim. The Mila Tolerance. That is all Chazok. Now, the Machlekes as to whether Gimel Shonim is required or Gimel Shonim is not required, should the Mishkal Rishon be told in the Machlokes Rishonim as to whether the Halacha, now there's Machlokes between the Ramban and the other Rishonim. The Ramban says that actually Chetka Shoachas, like Mikalkuli, so Shoachas is enough. Let's say even though Reuben was the Merakamah, was known to be the Merakamah for many years, but if for one day Shimon has possession of it, and Shimon is saying, Reuben told it to me only last night, so he's them. So he didn't have him. By Karke, so if Reuben was the Morikame, was known to be the Morikame, And then Shimon has been having possession for a year or for two, so it's no riot. So Shimon claims that Reuven is sold to him. Unless he had his first possession for 3 years, and he's saying that Reuven sold it to him, so then it's a riot. So that Karte requires 3 years for Adoshi. Then we calculate, he will get married with him. So the Ramban should say is that actually Chazkas Yemechot should be enough by Takoli Tov, just as it is enough by Mithaldi. But by Takoli, the Derech is that when a person sells Kaffe, he sells him in the Shtar. This is the Derech also. A person doesn't sell a Kaffe without the Shtar. So Mimele, before being shown him, there is no Chazkas. Why? Because there is a Reyese of Akhul Shtar. One of Shem. Shimon says that he bought it from him only a year ago. He bought it from Reuven a year ago. So, why shouldn't he produce the shtar? What does Shimon say? Well, I love the shtar. Well, a person doesn't lose the shtar so quick. Within 3 years, a person doesn't lose the shtar. So the fact that he can show the shtar is a real thing in the time of Shimon that he bought it. But after 3 years, there is no real thing. Why isn't there any real thing? Why isn't there any real thing after 3 years? Because the person is likely to lose after 3 years. So if there is no way to say it, so then, the Chesed Yemechot is not. The Akam Hashem will say no. By me tell me where there is, he said. So then the Chesed Yemechot is not. Mashem is kakoy, there is no union of Tavut. So the Morikami is always Mivarea, that it was the Morikami a year ago. It's the Morikami now. But if he had a great possession, if Shimon had a great possession for 3 years, so then the Ryan is from the fact that Reuven the Morikami for 3 years did not go back. How could an owner tolerate such a situation for 3 years at first possession by Shimon and not say a word about protest? So the Ryan is from the silence of Reuven for 3 years. But he wasn't there. What is the Ryan? Is the Ryan? Rashi Yisubah says, that the whole deal of Chesed Din Shon is over Tachon Tachon. In other words, either I say 20 years would be a Chazor. Because inasmuch as there is no Tzvite, so there is no Rashi. So it's always, the bill is always on the side of the Morikami. But the Chachomim won't be sacking. After 3 years, he should be Nemon. Because the person cannot protect himself forever. How can a person keep his star always? For 3 years, it's easy to keep his star. But for more than 3 years, it's comparatively hard. So, because of Takonet HaLokhin, so the Chachomim won't be sacking after 3 years, he should be Nemon. So we have three issues. Now, so those who say that by Tashmishi Kakoi, so we require Shomishon, Tainan Shomishon, in other words, like Kalak himself, they must hold like a Shite that by Kalak there is no Chesakina. Why not? Because there is no Shite, there is no Tok. Kadok means when there is no Tok. The fact that one has the control over property, that's not Kadok. But Tok is very Tok. So maybe by Kakoi there is no Chesakina. But Chesed Yimushonim, there is a raya. Why is there a raya by Chesed Yimushonim? Because the fact that the owner of the Morikami kept quiet for 3 years, that's itself is a raya. So Mele, by Tashmishim Karate, okay, Tashmish to support the deal, Tashmish to let water drip down into the other's yard, so the Tashmishim Karate, also the same thing. So, I mean, there is no raya of Tvise, Tvise is much higher than that. So the riot can only be constituted by virtue of the fact that the owner did not protest for 3 years. So only if there was silence for 3 years, but if there was silence for less than 3 years, the justice of Kakoi itself, it's no riot. So Damatashmish Kakoi, it's no riot either. Then, if we say like the Ramban, that actually Chesed Yemechot should be Chazok Yidavi Karatov, the only reason why Chesed Yemechot is not affected by Karate is because there is always, until 3 years are over, so there is always a reyete of Shoret. Why there is a Shoret? Because that's the universal practice among people. When a person buys a Karate, so he buys it with a Shtar. So if he can't put it in Shtar, it's a riot against the reyete in the time. So that universal practice is only the Karate is a universal practice. But there is no such universal practice regarding Tashmish and Karate. It's only to establish it. So maybe we have no Reyese. If we have no Reyese, so maybe it's a Rai Chesed Yemechot is a Rai. Now, the question is, what is the Shite of the game? That das begann das Schmischen, von was haben wir schon immer zu weit, und das eben Teil ist das zu weit. Silence ist noch. Even if the man is in the Kashmishi, he admits that the owner never told him that he gives him any life. But the mere fact that he was quiet, he didn't say anything. So that itself gives him the life. Now what special is? Now, so you find in the Shimukubetes a clue to the flora that he did not show before. But you'll find it in the Shimukubetes. The next, the beginning of Chesed Abbasin, there, with the Zidra Matra, with Zerish in a Rajbo, Mato Bachadok Hashin Matayim. So he says like this. So he says, Hochename, V'yei Shreima. So he says, why the car is sticking up enough? There must be time. And here, the Chesed Hashmishin, so there must be time. So he says, V'yei Shreima, the car came in Yitzhe, in Chirei, Allah, in Chirei, 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 כל שכניחו הם תרשתיקים, אבל שגודים שיש בהם חזוק עם כאן סבלות כדאר, אין זהו, ניתונים הם במחירת. שיהיו הם תזוז על פתח חבר רבינה משלו עצקירו בקיסקול של חברי, יוכל הם מלחלי, שלו ניסאו כמישון. שאין זה כניסים תערכה, אלו שמיכו השגודים. So therefore, he says, if so שתיק בעל מבנות. Now what the chat is like this? Now, we have הקנויק and we have מחירת. When is Haknoyes required? Haknoyes and Kinyas. Mechila doesn't require anything on it. Let's say, the Shimon owes Ruben $1,000. So all Ruben has to say, I lay on it. So no Kinyas, no Kinyas, so they're nothing. Just Mechila. So until Shibudim, Mechila is enough until Shibudim. And Mechila does not have to be explicit. Mechila can be implicit also. If from the circumstances we can deduce that a person is not Machbid, he is Mechil, so it is just as effective as an explicit Mechil. But Mechil is only effective with Gabi Shibud. Mechil is not effective with Gabi Nibir. Let's say, he is more than once to me. Suppose I say to you, I am Mechil at you. You won't get it. In order that you should get out to it, so I have to be Machna to you, and then you have to be Kinyan, Kinyan Goya, Kinyan Suda, whatever it is. Kinyan Chota. But if I just say I am Mechil to you, and if you're a Melech Chayim, I can say to you, I'm a Melech of you. Chiluk Shibulim. But Mechila, no Kiyam is required. But if it's a question of the end, so first of all, there has to be an explicit Aknoye. There has to be an explicit Aknoye, and there has to be a Kiyam. Explicit Aknoye by itself is not enough. So let's say Aknoye of a Shabbat. So there has to be a Kiyam Chadoke, and we have to say, Leir Chadei Kukni. If you don't say Leir Chadei Kukni, it's not enough. But where Mechila is enough, so it's not necessary that there be an explicit Aknoye. So what the Chiva need to is the fact that he's not much, he can be deduced from the circumstances, so it's enough. So he says, the Shimukubetta says, the Rasba says, the reason as to why the Gaini say that the David HaShmishim so sablonic Baal is enough, we do not require the Mishonim, we do not require even time and nothing. The mere silence, because the David HaShmishim, so it's like Shibudim, so Mishim is enough. In order to be Machne, so then Mishim is not enough. If Mishim is not enough, so we have to resort to what? To Akne and to Kiyonim. So only there is a time there. By the mouth is the soul, you explicitly are marketing. But in the mouth himself admits that the time there was never explicitly marketed to him. He just says you are silent. So then, it's not okay. Mashiach is not a mission, so Mechila is enough. Well, Mechila is enough. So no explicit acknowledge is required. So the fact that the other fellow is not marketing is enough. Now, what's the Machlaiche? Between the Gaon who say that Tavoret Baal is enough, and the other Gaon who say that there must be time. So the Machlokes is in there. Now, a Tashmish, let's say, Ruben, Shimon, let's say, owns this yard. And Ruben owns this yard. And then the water from Ruben's roof drips down upon Shimon's hut. Or Ruben puts his beams upon Ruben's upon Shimon's, Ruben puts his beams upon Shimon's Koytel, or upon Shimon's bayis, whatever it is. So he has Tashmishim in Shimon's hut. So Tashmishim can, right of Tashmishim, can be acquired through two ways. Either through Hakneli of the Guf Adoho. In other words, by Shimon being Machne, his chotzer, in respect to Ruben's Tashmishim. Now what is a Seicher or a Sheer? What do they have? He has Kiyonim the Guf Adoho. Wat maakt dan de kinderen die hebben, die kind peren? Die de kind peren. Wat was het kind peren zien? Kind peren zien is dat de kinderen dobbel is komen niet daarbij. Wie daarbij is dat schmissen? Scheel. Is scheel. Is not only the shale, it's not only him, the shale or the it's not only that he has a machine. The Gusadoba is coming to the shale. Well, I know that if someone is master of Hotel Havere or is master of Hotel Havere, and then we see a pole, soon it's came and says, I'm going to shale. The shale or the seicher. So it's not that the shale and the seicher has just a machine in the hotel. The hotel is coming without a machine. It's a king and pair. So in order to get the king and pair, it's without a machine in the Gusadoba or in the hotel, then we must resort to Hakmoyle. And to kill me, like in Mechira Sodeh. What do you want to say? Mechira Sodeh is the Mechira Achnoe of the Kira Gom, and this is the Mechira Achnoe of the Kira Gom. So of course, Achnoe is bound and wouldn't be enough. But one can get a wife of Tashmishim without getting the Gufa Togo, coming with Tashmishim. Just Tashmishim by themselves. This is what the game holds. The game holds too, in order to get a killer in the Gufadogo or Gavin Tashmishim to get a kill, that's why a kill and pay rate, then the killer wouldn't be enough. Just as I cannot, from the killer, give away this phase of it. There must be a clothing, there must be a kill by you. So I cannot be matched with the horse there to you with Gavin Tashmishim. But in order to get him all, too, that Ruben could not get a killer in the horse, could not begin as a horse with Gavin Tashmishim, but he just could have a wife of Tashmishim. He just would get a wife of Tashmishim. So then he doesn't have to become the whole hotel with double Tashmishim. He only has to get a Tashmishim. That's all. Only the Tashmishim he has to get. Nothing else. So that's why the game says that one is bound and is not. In other words, the game holds that the person can get Tashmishim even if he is not in the hotel with double Tashmishim. He doesn't get the Tashmishim at all. And if he came and just the Tashmishim alone, not the Chotzer, does not become common to him regarding Tashmishim, so it wouldn't be considered that his Chotzer regarding Shimon and Mitzir. Suppose, let's say, Shimon says to Ruben, now you can support your beams on my wall. He says to Ruben, then Mitzir will fall on top of the wall. Will Shimon be, will Shimon be became the Mitzir? Will Ruben become the Mitzir? No. Because Shimon did not, will not matter to him the case of without Tashmishim. He only gave him time in light of Tashmishim. So it's not Chotzer, it's not his Chotzer, it's not Ruben's Chotzer to become a Mitzir in it. But suppose Ruben, Shimon would say to Ruben, I am matter to you the case of without the old kind of Tashmishim. I didn't indicate. And there was a Mitzir, the Achnoyen, the Chazok in the case, everything. Then it would be like matter by the Chavayel. Then she, Ruben would get not only Tashmishim. He would get the Gufa Kefu would become his without Tashmishim. Would be his without Tashmishim. So maybe when the Gufa Kefu becomes his without Tashmishim, so then it would be his Chotzer. Now something else. Let's say, there's a Machlokes that I'm down in the hall. If a bias falls down, so in the middle of the script, whether he has to pay for the whole period or not, So there is a machlokes. So some Rishonim say that he has to pay for the whole sefirah. How do we explain it? How do we explain it? Because it's by way of purchase price. So when do we have to pay for the whole sefirah? If he was matnated in the bias. So yes. But suppose they say to him, no, I'm not matnated to you the bias for the rest. I just let you have the tashmishim, but I'm not matnated the bias. So then all the Rishonim will agree that he doesn't have to pay for the full period. So the game says that one can acquire Tashmishim in Karke without being killed. The Karke for the Tashmishim. So for that, so it's a bonus along with enough.
The former Rabbi Baraguya, Master Bai Khaberi. Now, we saw the Mishita Tarashim. One should be used that all that Cheskas Tashmish requires in Mushonim any time, both. Like Karki itself. Another should be used that he does not require the Mushonim, the method is enough, but it requires time. And then there is a third Shikita again, that Sargun is bound is enough. Now, He mentioned that these shittes can be explained on the basis of the three shittes, how ashamed that they are in respect to Chesed Gimushon and Baikarka itself. So now we know that without going, so Chesed Gimushon is enough. Baikarka Gimushon is required. So why? Why is it so? Why is there a distinction between Talpulin and Kaf? So there are some Rishonim who say that by the Talpulin there is the Cheskas Trise. So the Trise is a riot. Trise is a riot. But by Talpulin, Trise is a child. So maybe there is no riot of Chazok. But if for 3 years the Malzik had a first possession and the Molech Hamre, I mean, acquiesced, he was silent, he didn't protest, so the riot is affected by virtue of the fact that he did not protest for 30 years, for 3 years, against the other one's adverse possession. So that's the riot. Indeed, the Malzik is dead, the Morakame had sold it to him. So then, we say, the silence, the acquiescence by the Morakame for 3 years, in the other one's adverse possession is a riot in the time of the Malvik, of the Kachiyom Yichotas. But by the Talgolim, so the riot is affected merely by the trees. So is there something? That's one thing. It's much more from the motion of the Rashbam Chesed Sabbati. Not that it says so in so many words, but it's much more that this is the Rashbam Shik, Chesed Sabbati. That is, that it is the riot, that Chesed Dimushon is the riot. But the raya is affected only by 3 years acquiescence. Three years time. Now, but I'm calculating, so the raya is affected by three. The raya is affected by three. Now, there is another machlokes rishonim in the beginning of Chesed Sabbati. Kol chazok rishonim metayin ein chazok. So most rishonim say that the halacha of kol chazok rishonim metayin ein chazok applies to all chazok. To Cheskas Trise by Metalpoli, without time, even Cheskas Trise is no liar. But there is the Ali Shemim who say that the Allah of Kol Chazok Hashem Tainer Chazok is wise to Cheskas Dimushon by Kaak. But Cheskas Trise by Metalpoli, even without time, is right. Even without time, is right. Why? Because the fact that a person, now, I have possession of this data. Let's say, a week ago, somebody else was the owner. And there is no known that somebody else has been the owner for many years. But now I have to say, so even without talent, the Raya of Chazor HaKosim Shorei, he tells us, how did it come to his possession? It probably got money. But most Rishonim say is that without talent, so no Chazor is the Raya. But there is a Tishita, so it is. I mean that there is a distinction between the Raya that is affected to Tishita and the Raya that is affected to the silence of the Morikam. So maybe the Asabashim, the Rashbam Shiti, the Chesed Sabbati, that when the Raya of Chazok Yimechol, that's only when Ban Talpman was Trisi Shai. So the Hakul, Trisi Shai, so maybe the Raya has to be affected through the acquiescence of 3 years in face of an adverse possession by somebody else. Alright. But it's the right. Then there is the Shita of Rashi in Ksuvetz. That's how they is, I think, there. Where it says, the Chachar Chiyoshanim is only the Kolet Chachon. Only the Kolet Chachon. In other words, the right says, even after 3 years, with time, so who is able to recover the Morikam? Why? Because by Talke, by the Talkarim, you see, Morikam is always considered Moses. But if there is a conflict between the Chazoki of Morakam and the Chazoki of Topus, so then Topus is more of Mordek than Morakam. So by the Talpulim, there is a need of Topus. So even though they are in, the Tumay has been the Morakam for many years, but now it's in the possession of Shem. So it is them, by Kakoyes, no matter how many years of adverse possession the Mara became. So the Morakame can always recover from him in the right. But that meant that the Rekeach will always be insecure, unprotected, unless He always keeps the shtar with him. Well, that involves a great hardship. Always for his whole life to keep the shtar with him. Because if he loses the shtar, let's say after 20 years he loses the shtar, then the Malkam is waiting to come and recover the calf. So in order to protect the Likuche, that after 3 years, the time within which a person usually keeps the shtar, after 3 years, so the mother should be there. That's right. The Ramban cheated that the raising Chesed Abatim is that Chesed Yimoshamim is Midraish, and basically Chesed Yimoshamim should be not by Tachot, even though this is not Shabbat. The fact that he is on the premises, he has the control of the character, that should make him a move that even as against the Chazot of the Malkam. But the only reason as to why